well, what's it like, I guess, getting ready for the to prepare for the season finale and knowing that you'll be the guy again this week?
Yeah, we're just trying to do everything we can to end the season the right way. And that's our sole focus right now is go up there and work to get a win.
Coach Mularkey said that, you know, he's concentrating this week on preparing you guys to win a football game. He's not worried about what this means for his future or anything else. Have you seen that from him this week in practice?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same approach he takes every week, and that's what's in front of us, and, you know, that's the next game. So, you know, we're taking the same approach this week to prepare ourselves to win.
What has been your impression of Coach Mularkey since he took over the ball?
Coach Mularkey's been great. I mean, he's been here since I got drafted. You know, even when he was the tight ends coach, everyone knew who he was. He's definitely a presence in this locker room, in this building, and we've enjoyed having him as a head coach.
How much would it mean for you personally to get this win? I know it's a long time coming. It's the last chance for just a while.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's my sole focus every week is to get the win, and hopefully, we play good enough football this week to get that.
How tough is it to block out all the uncertainty that's surrounding this team right now? Coach, players, GM, everything seemingly is, you know, could be different next year.
Well, that's next year. You know, we're still in this year, and, you know, we have a game against the Colts that we have to prepare for to win. And really, that's everyone's focus in the soccer room.
What does it mean to you that, to get one last chance this year to put something really solid down on tape, films, they say?
Yeah, I mean, I need to go out there and play smart football, hopefully get us a win. And really, I think my body of work, on and off the field, I think I've built a pretty good reputation. So hopefully I can just go out there and get a win, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Absolutely. Sunday, probably early, going to throw a ball that goes at least 6 yards in the lane, and he's going to get 1,000. What do you think in a season that's been so rough that'll mean to kind of the whole team to see him break through to another level?
Man, it's huge. Delaney has done it for a number of years. He's obviously been the workhorse for us this year and last year. So it's going to be, it's all the hard work he's put in is really just translating to the football field. And, I definitely see him getting that 1,000-yard mark.
What's the value in getting a win in the final game of a season where a team doesn't make the playoffs?
It makes the offseason a whole lot better. You don't have that bad taste in your mouth. As tough as this season's been, if we can end it the right way, it's going to be huge for this team.
You get the sense, I know I got the sense from you on Sunday, you kind of expected to play this final game. Do you get the sense Marcus was pushing to get back out there? You know, kind of the competitor he is. Did he think he took the news well?
Are
they shutting
him down? No one ever likes to not play, especially Marcus. He's a ultimate competitor. So it's tough on him, but he's still staying in it. Being a leader we need in this locker room, and he's working in the film room to help me on game day.
Thanks, Sam.
Appreciate it.